NYRA President and CEO Chris Kay started Monday's conference by highlighting many of the upgrades guests will be able to see at the track beginning this July, including 750 new HD televisions, 3 new video walls, an improved sound system, an expanded children's play area with a horse, and more, all accounting for nearly $2 million in upgrades. Kay said the popular event tent has been improved to feature more programs.
We made the event tent bigger. We put in a floor. We put in better electrical support so there could be more vendors that could also check you out with your credit card. And so now the event tent is really going to be something very special.
Introduced last year on Sundays, the event tent will again feature vendors through the state's Taste New York program. On Thursdays, guests will be able to sample a number of New York wines. On Fridays, craft beers and ciders. Taste New York Sundays will return with more locally made foods and vendors. New York State Agricultural Commissioner Richard Ball says the racecourse is a great place to connect tourists who come to see New York-bred horses with New York-grown foods.
New York is home to some of the best equine operations in the country. The thoroughbred industry is growing like crazy here, and the Saratoga racecourse features some of the best racing in the country. And it's no secret that New York has a booming wine and farm-based beverage industry that's almost doubling every year.
Several multicultural events are planned, too. Turning to the 40-day racing meet itself, the Whitney, on August 2nd, will have its purse increased to $1.5 million, surpassing the Travers as the richest stakes race. Travers weekend will close, with Sunday featured as the first Saratoga showcase day, with 6 races restricted to New York breds. Martin Panza, NYRA's new vice president of racing operations, says his strategy is to expand racing weekends, bringing in more visitors to benefit the equine economy of New York as well as the city of Saratoga Springs.
We'll take the Travers and we'll take the Whitney and we'll try to make those national days where instead of us handling $40 million, we hope that we handle $80 million. And we hope that on those 2 days, 50,000 people show up to the track and that we give them a good experience from a racing standpoint and a product standpoint, and that they have fun in the city of Saratoga. This is a wonderful place.
Giveaways include a baseball cap on July 20th, Pilsner glasses on July 27th, a tote bag on August 10th, and a t-shirt on August 31st. A few famous horses are expected in Saratoga, including Belmont Stakes winner Tonalist and Kentucky Derby runner-up Commanding Curve. 2-time Horse of the Year Wise Dan will also have a stay at Saratoga. John Hendrickson, husband of socialite Mary Lou Whitney, unveiled a planned pocket park to be located at the end of Union Avenue with a statue of Native Dancer, a horse undefeated at Saratoga.
So Mary Lou and I are honored to live in the city, and we wanted to give back just a little something more.
Hendrickson also mentioned the sponsors that are continuing to help improve the Backstretch Appreciation Program, which has grown to provide meals, social offerings, and English language and computer skills training to backstretch workers over the past 7 years. For the first time, season passes are available at Stewart shops throughout the capital region. A grandstand season pass will run $30 and a clubhouse pass $50. General admission will be increased to $5. NYRA CEO Chris Kay defended the rate increase, comparing it to a day at the movies.
You can come to our place for $5 and stay all day. And you can bring in your own food, which you can't do at most theaters. So I think it's a great, great value.
Lastly, Kay said an event will be scheduled to honor longtime track announcer Tom Durkin, who is retiring. Reporting from Saratoga Springs, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.